Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 401 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk all about the Olympics. It will not take you long to figure out that we are all the way in with 2024 Olympics. So giddy up for that. And we are sharing an excerpt this week from our recent Patreon episode with our friend Cole Kublik. Just a few of our observations and favorite things from SEC Media Days. And if you have not yet joined us on Patreon, we would love for you to do that. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. We also have a recent episode that's all about our thoughts and feelings and observations regarding America's sweethearts, Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, maybe a little bit more serious than you would anticipate, but still plenty of laughs. And as always, we would love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, enjoy episode 401. Hey everybody, this is Sophie, this is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie, it's Big Mama.
Well, I am essentially at this point in time a person who would consider the Olympics my whole personality. It's all I'm about.
100%. Mm-hmm. I mean, yesterday I watched mountain biking, which I've never cared about.
Right.
I watched an equestrian event, which I described to Perry when he came in. He said, "What is this?" And I said, "It appears to be like a cross-country meet for horses." You know, like
it was with some beautiful obstacles in the way.
That's it.
Some things they had to jump over and wade through, and It was on the grounds of Versailles. And I just kept looking around at the people in my house going, "Have you ever seen anything more beautiful? Have you ever seen anything more beautiful than this?"
Perry said, he started watching it for a few minutes, and he said, "How rich do you think you have to be for this to be your sport?" He said, "Because guess what? You're not going up to the Ole Miss Basin and riding your horse around like this." And I was like, "No, you're not.
You're not taking it out in the pasture, you know, at your family home to practice this. This is a really different vibe.
It's a country estate situation is what it is.
And Alex and I got so tickled about the gaits of the horses because they don't just gallop. It's like a prallop, like they prance and gallop at the same time. Their knees come up so high. I couldn't make that work in my head from a physics perspective, how they come up so high but move so far forward at the same time. It was fascinating to watch. Mm-hmm. I really, like yesterday morning, I went to church really early and came home and put on pajamas. And when I say I sat in the chair in our den for the rest of the day, watching whatever sports they would serve me. I mean it.
Yeah, like,
David cooked lunch. I sat in the chair. And then Alex ended up going and picking himself up something for supper. I made me a little snack and got back in my chair. Like, I love everything about it. I love seeing everybody with their USA sweatshirts on. I've never wanted more like American-centered sportswear.
Yes.
I love Jason Kelce and that dry fit shirt that was 14. That was probably something he was supposed to wear under a jersey. Like it was, it was suctioned to his body and he topped it off with a little beret. I applaud it. I love it. I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. And I cannot wait. I'm going to go back because right now as we're recording, women's basketball is playing.
Yeah.
Our friend Joni Taylor is one of the assistant coaches for the American team.
Yes, she is.
And I am so excited to watch them play. I loved watching the men play basketball yesterday. Like everything about it to me is just an endorphin rush. I'm so thrilled by all of it.
I completely agree. And I felt like I knew it was going to be great because here's the thing. It's come to save us in the midst of a sports lull. You know what I mean?
We're
30 days out from college football. Mm-hmm. So we don't have that. Everything else good is over right now. And so it gives us something. And so the fact that yesterday I was able to watch some gymnastics. Listen, you've never seen somebody more invested. Yes. I was like, who was the Olympian? Was it Allie? God, I can't think of her name. A couple of years ago, and her parents were moving with her the whole time. You could see them.
The heart rate monitor on the parents, by the way.
Yes.
It's pure genius. It's pure genius. These parents are getting like solid aerobic workouts while their children are competing. I mean, heart rate's off the chart. Would send them to an emergency room under normal circumstances.
Yes. And what I love is how I've become an expert on stuff. And so I narrate to Perry and I'm like, see, what has happened is Simone Biles, this is the hardest vault in the world. It's what she's about to do.
It's a double pike, Perry. It's a double pike. Mm-hmm. Listen, last night, watching gymnastics and watching the floor, this came out of my mouth. Like I know. I said, that's a 0.3 deduction. That's a 0.3 deduction.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's only a 0.1 deduction. Listen, uh-huh. I have never participated in competitive gymnastics in my life, but I'm going to tell you that was a 0.3 deduction, right?
Oh, yeah. I knew exactly what it was mm-hmm. because you can't step out. I mean, once your foot goes over that line on the mat.
That's right.
I mean, I hate it for them, but at that point, I mean, if I were the judge, do I think that's fair? No, but it's the rules. It is what it is. I mean, the fact that you just did that without dying, to me, it's like perfect 10. Perfect 10.
I know. And like Simone Biles' floor routine, when she did that first tumbling pass, she went so high in the air, it took my breath away.
Yes.
I'm worried to death about her calf muscle and what's going on. I woke up this morning thinking about it. What is happening with Simone's calf muscle? Now, it didn't seem to be so serious that they would remove her from competition.
No.
But clearly, it was bothering her. I'm just saying, apparently, I'm an individual who needs competitive sports in my life at pretty much all points in time. So to get just like one thing after another,
yes,
it's glorious.
Yes.
It is glorious.
It's so good. And I'm going to tell you that I got so invested in beach volleyball yesterday.
So did I. Know nothing about it. I know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm. I know nothing about it. But listen, those two girls, Kelly Chang, and I can't remember the other girl's name. I'm blanking on it right now. But like the fact that they played together at USC and then they had this falling out and they've come back together. And now they hold hands when they go to walk on the court to show that they're a united team.
Listen, I think you and I now, when we're in person, anytime after we do anything, I think we need to double high five it and hug and then go do the next thing.
I think
we need to double high five, affirm one another, and then move to the next thing.
Little bit of a chest bump situation.
Absolutely.
Like, be like, you killed it. You killed it. Like, I just, God, it made me so happy. This morning, I was taking my AG1 like I do every single morning, and I was like, I'm on my 1-year anniversary of my AG1, and man, what a year it has been. I love how AG1 gives me more energy to start my day. It's helped give my immune system a boost. I feel healthy, and it's not complicated. Y'all know that I was taking so many different supplements and so many different vitamins, and I was trying to figure out what to take when and all of that, and it was exhausting. But here's what I love. One daily scoop of AG1 covers my nutrient gaps. It supports my mental and physical health without a lot of hassle. And in just 60 seconds every morning, I'm giving my body what it needs to get through the day. And it's become this sustainable habit because I'm not having to think about it all the time. I love knowing that I'm getting the gut support that I need because gut support is a key factor in immune support because 70% of your immune system lives in your gut. In a research study, AG1 was shown to double the amount of healthy bacteria in your gut, and that's so important to support your health. AG1 contains a wide range of vitamins, minerals, and superfood sourced ingredients. I love AG1 and I can't imagine not taking it every single day. If there is one product that I trust to support my whole body health, it's AG1, and that is why we partnered with them for so long. It's easy, it's satisfying. You can start your journey with AG1 today. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo. But I will say that one of the things I noticed during the beach volleyball, and listen, I know it's a personal preference. Our girls chose to wear their bikinis, which has always felt, essentially, that's my worst nightmare. If you told me that I had to play volleyball in the sand while wearing a swimsuit that small, that is 100% no for me on every single level. But I thought the Czechoslovakian team, they wore like the leggings with the top. And I honestly thought that was a better look. Like, I don't know. That's my personal preference. I just thought it looked sportier. It looked like you had less propensity to get sand in some places where maybe you don't want sand. I don't know. It felt better for me.
Yeah, I agree. It felt like, because I've always thought, isn't the sand itchy? But I guess if you've grown up playing in a two-piece, you know, that's just what you're used to.
It is.
But in terms of, I'm just going to say it, just in terms of some support, I would prefer what the Czechoslovakians were wearing.
I agree.
But it would be hotter, you know.
It would.
And so
it
if
would.
You're not used to that, it might mess you up. But yeah, I thought about that too. I thought that was interesting. And I didn't know, because I don't remember if it was that way 4 years ago or if this is a new development. I don't know.
Yeah, it felt like a new development, but I don't know for sure. I'm also going to say that whoever at NBC said, you know who we need to bring here is Snoop Dogg.
On the money. On the money. One of the best decisions they could have made.
It's one of the best decisions ever. Like, I mean, the fact, because I mean, we've seen him like narrate Planet Earth. We've seen him do some different things, but I'm like, he is so good. Like seeing him in the stands and he's with the families and, you know, he's there with Caleb Dressel's wife during the swim event. And he's just, he's so charming. He's had a French bulldog with him.
He's our ambassador. Like he's the ambassador for every man. He's beloved by everybody. Like,
yes.
Everybody loves him.
Yep.
But I agree. And I actually read this morning, and I don't know where I saw somebody ask the question, like, what's up with Snoop Dogg, you know, being everywhere at the Olympics?
Yeah.
And they said that NBC hired him because ratings were down in Tokyo. And I thought, well, whoever was trying to think, who could we pull in who would attract some interest? They were smart. That was a good call because he does feel like, I mean, he feels like all of us. And so I love that he's there.
Yeah.
Caleb Dressel going to his kid and his wife.
Oh,
after
listen.
They won the gold medal. I'm going to tell you what. Yesterday after, I guess it was at the end of the basketball game, and Steph Curry hit a three right at the end. And Alex Hudson and I hopped up from David's cooking lunch. Alex and I hop up from our respective seats and like just lose our minds. And the game's not even like it's not even close. It was just to see Steph Curry on that stage hit a three at the end of the game. And I thought this is when we are at our most connected. This is when we are at, you know, we're all about the same thing. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I cannot wait for the rest of it. I'm super excited. My only qualm, my only complaint.
Yes.
And you and I talked about this last night, is I don't think they've fully worked out the sound issues.
No.
Because it's real inconsistent. And I'm sure some of that is if you're in an arena that's crowded and you're trying to mute the crowd and hear the announcers. But what that means is I can't hear like the music real well for the floor routines.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to something else and then it's super loud. Or it cuts to Mike Tirico and it's super loud. I would just humbly ask the sound engineers at NBC if they could look into that a little bit.
Yes.
I'm really getting a workout with my thumb, moving the volume up and down. Yeah.
It's exhausting. It's exhausting.
I could have some sort of Olympics induced injury as a result. Yeah. I could fire up my carpal tunnel. Mm-hmm. But that's really my only production complaint is I feel like the sound has been not super consistent.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And it's really hard at our house because we had, when we got our new TV, whenever that was 6 months ago, and now we have like a, I don't know, we have like a subwoofer and we have some surround sound and Perry can't really hear. And so the levels that things come in, like I'm going to tell you that the amount of times that Mabel has startled out of her bed because it sounds like a herd of horses is running through our living room all of a sudden or whatever. So it really adds to the whole thing because for me to adjust all those controls, because you know I'm the tech support. I don't know why I'm the tech support. So to get that volume, it's been a little tricky. It's been a tricky situation.
Now, did you see last night the piece about the French swimmer, the guy who he won the gold last night in one of the
events. Marshawn. Are we talking about my friend Marshawn?
Yes. Is the same Luke Marshawn?
I believe so.
Leon Marshawn. That's right.
That's it. Yes.
Yeah. And about how he sent an email to that Arizona State coach when his English was not as strong as it is now. It was one of the most endearing things I have ever seen, because he closed his letter to the Arizona State coach, who's now his coach.
Yes.
He closed it with sportingly Leon Marchand. And like, even as he read it, he and the coach had a good laugh about it. I'm here for all of it. Just
Sportingly, bring me
all of it. Maybe that's what I'm going to use here for a little while. Sportingly,
Sophie. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Sportingly. What did I see? Like, speaking of, there was something on, you know, Taryn Delaney Smith, who I just love on Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
Is so dang funny. But she put something the other day, and it was something it was her Tammy skit that she does with Denise and Tammy. And it was, Tammy had sent an email that said, "To whom this news befalls, you should be concerned." And I was like, that's how I want to open up everything now. Yes. To whom this news befalls, you should be concerned.
Oh, it's so good.
So you could start with that and end with sportingly, to whom this news befalls. And then I got so into Suni Lee's story. I didn't know that she had been battling an illness. God bless her. I didn't know that she didn't know she wasn't. I missed that whole thing. I knew she was at Auburn, but I didn't know all of her story and what she's been through since the 2021 Olympics or 2020 Olympics. I felt so terrible for her.
I know. And I turned into a flat out mammal watching her last night, because every time she would come on screen, I would say either to myself or to somebody in the room, is she not gorgeous? She's just so elegant with everything that she does. Simone Biles is so fast.
Yes.
With everything that I'm delighted to be here for this particular moment in time.
I agree. And listen, they all have muscles in places that I didn't even know you could have muscles. You know what I mean? Like the synchronized divers, like they were up on that board and I was like, I don't even understand what their legs are doing. You know, like, what's happening?
With big wireless providers, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I had a call just a few weeks ago with another provider, and I hung up thinking, I have no idea what exactly I just signed up for or what my monthly bill is actually going to look like. It's all so confusing, and they don't make it clear. And I was so tired by the end of the call that I just agreed. But you can say bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. You can ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bigboo. That's mintmobile.com/bigboo. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bigboo. There's a $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
We went to dinner Friday night, and I got in the back seat. This is another story, because Alex's roommate Jackson was in town. I said, Jackson, you ride up front. Alex and I got in the back seat. It took me some seconds to figure out how to get out of the back seat of David's Jeep, because my right hip has really been bothering me. Yeah. I'm going to get a massage, I think tomorrow, to help work that out. But it's really basically what any Olympian goes through, Melanie. Well, when they sit in the back seat of Jeeps, they wonder if their hips are going to allow them to get out. But they do. They absolutely have muscles in places that we didn't even know could be muscular.
They do. And I feel like based on you telling me about this Jeep story, along with your thumbs, we're going to keep you in prayer for the rest of the Olympics, that your body will continue to function the way that it needs to so that you can operate at the top of your Olympic watching game.
I'm going to Center and Balance tonight at Pilates just to stretch, just to try to work out some of these things that appear to be going wrong. I don't know that we're going to have anything really focused on my thumb, but I may ask Amy if there's something I can do to help it.
All right. Okay. Well, keep us posted on that. Keep us posted.
The last thing I wanted to mention about the Olympics that has brought me untold joy is Alona Mar, who's one of the women's rugby players. I'm going to tell y'all something. If you are not following this young woman on TikTok, you need to be. Listen, y'all, this is going to be the cheesiest thing I've ever said. She's solid gold in more ways than one. am I right? She's fantastic. She is fiery in the best way. She's hilarious. Mm-hmm. What a representative for her sport. I mean, she met Jason Kelce yesterday, but I am fascinated by her and her sisters. They're all great, but she's really, I mean, she took somebody on social media took her to task about her BMI. I'm going to say she answered it. And
yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm. I really like her. And here's how much I cared about rugby a week ago. Yeah. None. You know, like not at
zero.
All.
Uh-huh. No. I enjoyed the shirts, the rugby shirts. I do too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's what I knew. But no, Caroline had told me about Alona Mar like 3 weeks ago. She was like, "Hey, Mom, there's this rugby player. You need to follow her on Instagram." And I was like, "Okay." And so I did. And then the more I watched her, I was like, number one, I can see why Caroline adores her because there's a similar energy there.
There's a kindred spirit sitch with that.
Yes. Uh-huh. But she's so funny. And then yesterday when her sisters took over the Instagram account and then they did the whole thing about like, how can we make our sister being at the Olympics about us with the succession theme? Like,
and that was timely, wasn't it?
Oh, so good. So good.
That was timely.
Yes, it was.
Okay, the other thing I want to make sure I mention is did you know that Reese's has legitimately made, instead of a peanut butter cup, they have peanut butter medals?
No, this is brand new. I had no idea. Yeah. No, I need to know more immediately.
Reese's medals. I mean, you can buy them in a big pack, but where I have, Alex tried to find them at Walgreens, but I think they're at CVS. I'm going to try today, but it's a Reese's peanut butter cup in the shape of a medal. And if you think that I don't need to personally experience that and critique the chocolate to peanut butter ratio, you don't know me at all. You don't know me at all.
No, but I feel like what better way to reward yourself with a medal every night?
I know. As my hip continues to improve, I will issue myself a medal every night. It's really not my hip. It's really my IT band, I think.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to take a break from our Olympics coverage. But this is sporting related. Last week, we recorded a Patreon episode with our friend Cole Kublik about our time at Media Days, and it was more fun. We had the best time talking to him. And so we're going to share that with y'all on this episode, and we'll be back in just a minute. We hope you enjoy Cole.
Well, here we are to August, and we are still in the last vestiges of vacation season. I want to take a second to talk about the things that I can't travel without. I need a magnifying mirror. I need to bring my favorite makeup. And most importantly, I need to bring a deodorant that I can trust. And that's why I love Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Not only is it clinically proven to block body odor all day, but you can use it everywhere we get odor. Thanks to Lumi, I don't spend a single second of vacation time worrying about whether or not I smell. It's just full-blown relaxation mode with head-to-toe confidence to boot. So if you're taking a trip this summer, Lumi makes the ultimate travel partner. They've even got travel size minis that are so perfect for your toiletry bag. And there's a special offer right now. New customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BIGBOO at Lumi Deodorant, LumeDeodorant.com. Fortunately, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is making it so none of us have to worry about odor again. Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your underarms to your feet.
Here's what I love about it. It rolls on smooth, it feels soft on my skin, it's not irritating, and the toasted coconut smells like summer vacation. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BIGBOO for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BIGBOO at LumiDeodorant.com.
And that might have been, I mean, one of my favorite parts was I was talking to Kaylin off to the side, and then it was his turn to kind of come up on set.
Melanie, just you can just mute your microphone. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm a professional. Yes. Lord have mercy. It's the UPS guy. That's what's happening.
I figured.
It's the UPS guy.
Okay. Cole, okay.
Can we use any of that, or do you want me to say
it? No, we'll use it. Listen, we'll use it. Okay.
Yeah.
About Kaylin DeBoer. All right, go.
I was standing off to the side talking to Kaylin DeBoer, and he was up next on the desk, and Saban was already up there. And so I'm kind of walking with him, and we're just kind of walking and talking, and Saban stops, and he's like, "That guy's a double agent right there. Be careful." And Michael Casagrande had the video of it that put it out there. And so he's done that to me before at their practice.
Does it make you feel like he likes you? Does it make you feel
endearing?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I have been told by multiple people that the harder he is on you, like the harder time he gives you, the more respect he has for you, the more he likes you. So like I can remember the first time he said something to me about going and watching the offensive line at practice, and he was making fun of me. And Josh Maxson, the same guy, he was kind of like, "You're good. If he's making fun of you, you're good." So that was a couple years ago. But yeah, that was probably up there. Number two would easily be going to bed every night. That was one of my favorite parts. Just going and being able to go to sleep.
The number of times you mentioned to us
that you had to go to bed,
that you were hoping to be in bed by such and such time. Like you really, and see, Melanie and I are not dissimilar from you, but we like to have a little rest time in the afternoons, which you can't do because you're a professional and you're working. But we like a little rest time.
I will tell the listeners this. One of the biggest wins of the week, I probably would have run downstairs and ordered something to go from whatever the four or five joints downstairs were and come back to my room and eaten. And you guys asked me if I wanted to go to dinner. Do you remember the first question I asked you? This was huge, by the way.
You said, "Is it a big group?"
Yeah. You did. I've never related to somebody more.
Me either. Listen,
I told you. When I got that text back that you said it's just the two of us, I was like, "God bless them. I will go." That's it.
Yeah, I know. But listen, introverts.
And then to top it all off, literal icing on the cake. Yeah, we're going at 5:15.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah, we're going to have you home, back. You're going to be in your hotel room by 7.
Sun will not have set. No. Sun will still be out.
Because I had a planned dinner later in the week at 8 p.m. start time.
I'm going to tell you something. This is a sidebar. Mm-hmm. You go to dinner at 8 o'clock at night, you're not sleeping.
Like, no.
You're not sleeping. At least we're not sleeping.
No.
Because that's too late.
No, that's for the Europeans. Americans aren't built like that. Americans... We are built.
We don't eat tapas. We eat meals.
That's right. That's right. And if I'm going to eat a real meal, I need to have that thing. And it needs to be on its way to digesting by later than 7 p.m.
I agree.
That's hard and fast rule. And fast rule.
So that was huge for me. When you guys. Yes.
It's just
nobody
us.
Else going. And early, I was like, "Man, this is a win right here. It's a big win."
Yeah. And we had a great time. We had a great meal. It was at the best.
Made fun of the entire franchise.
What was the restaurant slogan? It was the best neighborhood restaurant.
It's the best neighborhood restaurant on earth. I think on earth.
On earth. Yeah.
World.
Right.
It wasn't.
It was fine.
It was fine. It was like I said when I asked the waiter. I was like, "Do you recommend the shrimp tacos?" He was like, "Well, you have to build them yourself." And I thought that.
Are they Lego tacos?
I mean, that's, it feels like to put my shrimp in a tortilla shouldn't be that hard, but it was. It was. So
yep.
It was fine.
Mel, what about you? Highlights.
I think one of the things I love, there's so many things that I loved this time especially, but one of the things I love is to see all the different players from the different schools. Mm-hmm. Because number one, for them, for those kids to get to be one of three players that gets to go, you know that that's a huge deal to them. That's a huge honor. And I'm going to tell you that they bring it with the outfits.
They like, 100% do.
The suits, the jackets, the shoes. Like one of the things that I missed this year is that when we had gone 2 years ago, we got to be in the room where they were taking the pictures. So we got kind of up close to really see all the players. This year it was more seeing them, you know, walking down the hall or Radio Row or whatever. But man, I love seeing all the different, I'm just so happy for them. You can tell they're so happy to be there. Seeing them, like when they got to talk to the media, like the ones that, like there was some kid from Arkansas, I can't remember his name, but listen, he made the most of that time. He had some speeches. He was prepared. Like it just, you just love to see these. And maybe that's the mom in me, because I could be their mom, but to get to see them have this moment and to see the way they handle it for the most part and just their outfits and the whole thing just makes me real happy for them.
Yeah. I get such a kick out of watching the dynamics between the players and the coach. Now, again, I'm just looking at it from a distance, but I'm clocking it because I'd love to see how, and maybe that's, so, you know, because I taught for a long time, but I'd love to see how those coaches are interacting with their kids. Are they just sort of like patting them on the back a little bit, or do they seem to have a relationship? I know a lot of that's hard to tell, but I like to try to see it if I can. So that's really neat. Cole, we did appreciate you staying in the Fine Bomb set was in a ballroom where they had all the press. We appreciated you staying as that got started because we were incredibly fearful and terrified. But that was really kind of you to take our picture. So thank you for that.
I tried to soften him up for you also.
You did. You 100%
the segment
did.
Before. So I think that maybe it made him be a little bit nicer. I don't know. I thought he did a good job having fun with you guys.
Yeah, no, he was great. He was great.
He was very nice.
Okay, here's the next thing I want to mention in terms of like just general like takeaways, the things that I have continued to think about since we've been home for the last week. And by the way, Cole, you and I completely, we were more fortunate than we knew to have each had flights on Thursday.
By about 6 or 7 hours, because we got delayed in Atlanta also. So didn't leave Atlanta until after midnight Eastern time. So yeah, about 6-7 hours away from
disaster.
I don't even know what you call it.
Driving home.
Armageddon.
Yeah.
I talked to multiple people that were still in Dallas Friday morning, and they're like, well, yeah, we're just going to wait. It's delayed, this, that. And I said, did you see the photograph of Hartsfield?
Yeah.
With all the planes, literally all of them, in their parking spot that they never go to, but they're all there. I said, get a car and come home. Like, what? There's no way I would have waited for that. But some people did.
Listen, David got stuck a couple of days ago. He had been in Maine on a fishing trip, and they got stuck in Detroit, and they rented a car in Detroit yesterday and drove home.
Because there's no way.
There's no way they were waiting. Okay, but here's sort of the thing that I've continued to think about after the fact, and I don't think I could have put words to it when we were there.
Do you have certain scents that evoke memories and take you back to being on the beach during your favorite vacation? That is how I feel when I use Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil. It smells like summer. It's bottled with all natural uplifting notes of mango, mandarin, grapefruit, lime, and cypress. It's like summer in a bottle. But it's not just about the elevated scent. This body oil is clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and deeply moisturize, leaving skin silky and soft. And right now you can get 10% off your first order with our code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. I love the way Osea's body oil makes my skin feel and look. When I put it on, I immediately glow. It makes all of my sleeveless tops look better. It helps my legs look better in shorts. It helps with any crepey texture. It's super moisturizing, but it doesn't feel greasy or sticky. It just gives my skin a great summer glow, so I always look like I just got back from a tropical vacation. It visibly firms. It makes my skin feel more sculpted and toned. It leaves it silky soft and unbelievably glowing. I love this product. You can get healthy glowing skin for summer with clean vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code BIGBOO for 10% off.
So what's going on with the Shankles? What's been happening?
Listen, I'm going to say the Shankles have never been more boring. I really, this weekend, I was like, Gully was out of town. She was at a family friend's wedding and she kept texting me and she's like, so what's happening with y'all? And I'm like, no, I'm not. This isn't me not telling you anything. Like literally nothing is happening with us. Like we could not be more boring. I'm going to tell you that this is an actual conversation we had. So I got a new car last week and a big topic of discussion is because Perry now, when I pull up, he likes to, cause our garage is in the back of the house. So he watches me pull in. And so we've had a whole discussion about how I don't use my blinker. That's what's happening here.
Okay. Like,
why don't I use my blinker? And I'm like, I do use my blinker when I'm out, but when I'm turning into my driveway, there's not a big traffic situation for me to use my blinker. Yeah. But when we were discussing that on Friday night, I thought this feels like a new low. Feels like a new low that we're going to have. We've had a 5-minute discussion about my blinker usage and lack thereof and how it's not safe and what am I doing. So that's an indication. I will also say that I can always tell when nothing is going on because I've looked at my closet several times this weekend and I'm like, I got to do something about this.
Okay.
I've acquired too much and I haven't gotten rid of some things, but like when I really evaluate my summer, I'm like, I haven't worn a lot of this stuff and it's, so I can tell a closet clean out is brewing.
Yes.
I didn't have the energy to get into it this weekend. But it's coming. And then I'm trying to think that's really about, I mean, honestly, that and the Olympics is all that's been going on here. But it's fine. Listen, some weekends are like that. It's all good.
Absolutely.
We've had some time watching some TV, talking about our blinkers. You know, that's pretty much it. So what about y'all? Y'all had a big weekend because you had Jackson in.
We did. So Jackson, Alex's roommate, I talked about this. I sent a newsletter out last week and kind of told the backstory. But Alex and Jackson have been roommates since their freshman year. This is going to be their third year to live together. They're going to be in their fraternity house this year. And Jackson texted me maybe like last weekend or sometime a week ago-ish and said, hey, I'm thinking about flying to Birmingham and surprising Alex. What do you think? And I was like, that would be great. He would love it because Alex had a huge presentation this past week with his internship. And so I knew that he was going to get that out of the way on Wednesday. Like he was going to be, you know, and really ready to relax a little bit when that was all done. And so anyway, so Jackson was flying standby on Thursday. Jackson's daddy is a pilot. So that's why he can, you know, he can fly standby and, you know, kind of fly sort of easily. Anyway, the flight got delayed and he didn't make it on the first one he intended to. So he ended up being on a later flight coming out of Houston and didn't get here until about 10:30. So David and Alex had gone to the movie. And so my whole plan was I was going to sneak out when David and Alex went to the movie and then hopefully be back here with Jackson by the time they got back. But his flight kept getting delayed. And so I was like, well, I don't know. We're just going to have to wing it and see what happens. So I left before David and Alex got home, went to the airport, picked up Jackson. But while I was waiting for him, Alex had gotten home, didn't know where I was. He thought I was doing something with Jamie and Aaron, which I had thought I was going to do, but we ended up changing plans. And he said, Mother, why are you at the airport? Because he looked at my location. And so I lied to him and just said, oh, I rode out here with Aaron so she wouldn't have to pick up a friend by herself.
That's good. That's a good cover.
Yeah. And then I texted David and was like, hey, here, I just totally lied to him. Here's what I said. And so anyway, so when we got back to the house and Jackson came in, David and Alex were in the kitchen and Jackson came in and Alex lost his mind. He was so happy. And I'm going to tell you, for 3 days, pretty much, those two laughed their full heads off and yelled about things.
Oh, I love that.
It was so fun. They played the new NCAA football game.
Yes.
And I don't know what happened, but I do know at one point they were in a national championship battle of Mississippi State versus A&M. And State was up. And there was only 20 seconds left. And Alex said he felt like he just had to fall on the ball in order to win the national championship. But it was just, it was a lot of that, you know.
Yeah.
And we had the best time. Jackson is just such an easy addition when he's here. And just, you know, it was so fun. So
I love that.
So we watched some of the Olympics all together. And then Alex took him back to the airport yesterday afternoon. And that was pretty much it. I mean, it was just kind of a weekend of hanging out and We went to dinner Friday night with my sister and my brother-in-law and had a great time. And they, you know, ran around Birmingham a little bit and did some things. But it was super fun. It was
love that.
Big thumbs up. And so now we are headed into what is going to be Alex's last week of his internship. And I don't know. I continue to plan book events. That's my full-time job now. Yes. I just plan book events and coordinate travel for myself. So I do want to tell you this, though.
Yeah.
So when at some point, maybe Friday, I was looking at Instagram, and on the Southern Living Instagram account, there was a post and it said something about cheese slaw. And I was like, I don't know what cheese slaw is. What's cheese slaw? I don't know if I like that name. What is this? And so I looked at it. And as soon as I read about it, I was like, oh, 100% I'm making that. It's really just a version of pimento, like a different kind of pimento cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Except instead of like cheddar cheese and the red peppers, you grate Swiss cheese and then you add green onion, banana peppers that have been chopped up. You can add a jalapeno if you want. And then you just bind it together with a little bit of mayonnaise. It is so good. This is what I had for supper last night. And I didn't make a big batch of it because I'd never had it. And I thought, well, I don't want a big thing of cheese slaw if I don't like cheese slaw.
No, that would be terrible.
Yeah, I mean, that felt like a bad plan. So I just grated a little cheese. I chopped a little green onion. I didn't chop a jalapeno because I forgot about it. I like banana peppers a lot anyway, so I probably went pretty heavy on those. And then a little bit of mayonnaise. And then you just mix it together, put it in the refrigerator. And it is just like a pimento cheese, but much more interesting, especially if you've been eating pimento cheese your whole life. It just, it's a milder, like smokier kind of flavor because of the Swiss cheese. Big fan. That's what I'm about to have in a little bit for some lunch.
Okay. All right. I'm adding this to my grocery list right now, these ingredients, because this feels good to me.
Perry would really like it because you can give it a little kick with the jalapeno. And I don't know. It was just, I don't know where it's been. I don't know if it's been a thing and I just haven't known about it, but
I've never heard of cheese slaw.
Certainly had not heard of it, but it's really good. Really good.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is great information. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome. I don't cook as much as I should, but you know, I can pull a cheese slaw together if I need to. So,
well, listen, and that's the gift that keeps on giving. So it really is. Aren't we so thankful for that?
We really are. So is it time for five favorites?
It's time for five favorites. Today's list is an assortment of things. The first is, I'm wearing this right now because I'm on my way to go work out, but it is the Bayleaf, I don't know, whatever, however you want to say it, pleated tennis skirt. I put this on Fashion Friday.
Well,
the price has gone up. It was on sale for $23. It's now up to $29.99, but it is the cutest, most comfortable little tennis skirt. I would say size up if you're in between, but it's got built-in shorts with the pocket for your phone, which I love. It comes in some other colors. It's a good length, like it's not too short. For like walking the dogs, for like going to work out, for whatever, just running around this summer, it's really, really cute. I got the green and I really am a big fan. So, and I'm going to order some other colors, but I wanted to get the first one in to see if I liked it. But I'm trying to make a tennis skirt thing happen because I'm kind of tired of shorts right now.
Okay. I was going to say, I feel like this, you had a tennis dress. Now you've got a tennis skirt. I really like this scorched red coral color. This is very cute. I think
it's pretty, isn't it? So anyway, it's just a great little, if you need a little workout, something to wear around the neighborhood. If you play tennis or pickleball, as the kids do, then this might be a good option for you. So,
okay. I love it. That's so cute.
Yeah. So it's real cute. So anyway, so there's that. And then my next thing is, okay, so when we went to Dallas, you know, I brought my box fan.
Yes, I do remember. Mm-hmm.
And I ultimately, when I left, decided this box fan is old and broke down and it rattled the whole time. So I'm leaving it here. I'm donating it to the Dallas box fan economy. They can, okay. The Omni can do with it what they will. So before I got home, because I knew Perry was going to be like, hey, where's the box fan? Because we keep one in the playroom. We keep one in our bedroom. The playroom that our baby is, who's about to be 21, you know, the playroom. That is no longer, maybe call it the guest room now.
Yeah, where you keep her toys.
Maybe we call it the guest room now.
Sure.
But I ordered this because we've always done the Lasco box fans because that's what you find at Target or whatever. But I ordered this Hurricane box fan, and I'm going to tell you, it is clean. It's a great shape. It puts out a great amount of air. I really like it. And it sits on the actual box. It doesn't have any little feet. So I just feel like from traveling and all of that, it's going to be a better fan situation. So if you find yourself in need of a box fan, I highly recommend the Hurricane box fan.
We always want a better fan situation. I mean, why wouldn't you want a better fan situation?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we've been so lucky because this week it has been, it's been cooler here than normal because it's rained, but that is coming to an end as of today. So I'm like, I'm never going to need my fan more to get me through August, you know?
Yeah. I get that.
Okay. The next thing is this was a podcast sponsor. And so I tried it because of that, but I have kept using it. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a huge fan of this OneSkin topical face supplement, also known as a moisturizer. But listen, yes, Let's call it a face supplement. But there's something about it, like when you read, it's formulated as a daily moisturizer.
Oh, tell us more.
Yes, with their proprietary, it's a OS01 peptide. And so it's supposed to target, it's specifically proven to target the root cause of skin aging so that your skin feels healthier and looks younger. I'm going to say that I am now probably almost 3 months into using this, and I love it. I think it's really good. I think it's really helping with my fine lines. I use it morning and night. It doesn't take much, like it's one little pump, but I think it really works. And on that note, I will also say that I just tried their sunscreen, and their sunscreen is unbelievable.
Okay.
Like for your body. So I'm sure the face is good too, but anyway, I really like the moisturizer. So, okay. Anyway, that's my other one.
We love your skincare recommendations always.
Well, you know, this has become a repurchase situation for me. And in fact, when I bought it yesterday, because I'm about to run out, I went ahead and did the subscription because I was like, I'm going to keep using this.
Okay. That's
so
high
I
price.
Really like it. Yeah. The next thing is these American Eagle right now, you know, everybody's got their end of summer sale. And so these are their pool to party linen trousers.
I do not know about these.
Listen, these are so good. They are a linen blend. What I love about them is they have a little bit of elastic in the waist, but they also have a button front situation. So you could kind of dress them up or down as you wanted to. They're on sale for $29.97 right now. They're 50% off the regular price. I got them in the smoked gray. They also come in this white with a stripe, and they come in this oat color. But they're just a really good wide leg pant to throw on with a t-shirt, or you could dress them up with something. I'm a huge fan. So
that's an add to cart for me. I'm getting these right this second. I didn't even know about these, and I need them. So
no, they're really good, and they're lightweight, and so, and like you could just wear them with like a button down shirt and do the whole like coastal grandma thing. I'm a big fan. Big fan.
Okay, I love.
Yep, so good. Now the last thing is that Allie and Bess have their new game day collection that they just launched last week. I'm gonna say, I think this is the best one they've done. I think that the color combinations that they offer, all the different things. The other thing that I love is that they have number charms. So if, like, say, Caroline Schenkel were still playing soccer, I would have for sure gotten her school colors with her number on there to support her during game day. I don't have a number to support right now, but if you do, they have, I mean, all kinds of colors. So whatever your college is, whatever your high school is, whatever your junior high is, I just think that they are really cute. And what I love, and Caroline was real excited about, is they have these, they're called their spirit stacks, and they look like all kind of the E. Newton bracelets like the girls wear, but they're in your school colors. So they look a little younger maybe and fresher, and they're smaller because sometimes I like, but you know, in an August game, I can't wear a big heavy bracelet situation because it's too hot.
I'm going to tell you what, nothing is going to come off of my body faster than a heavy bracelet or a heavy bracelet stack at a hot football game.
Yeah, that's it. You can't do it. So, but these are so cute. They would make a great little gift for a girl going off to college. If you wanted to do that, you can get 20% off with code Melanie20. That's like a eternal code that I think is always good. So anyway, those are my five favorites for the week.
Well done. I'm so excited about these pants. I love a slouchy pair of pants, and yep. I haven't had any like this. So
I have some cargo pants, but I didn't have a trouser. And so that was the appeal to me, is because I like that I can kind of dress them up or down depending on, you know, whatever my mood is.
That's right. So. Well, I can't wait for us to see where this Olympics journey takes us. I can't wait for us to go through these women's gymnastics, the team finals. We've got a lot to look forward to, a lot of fun things ahead, and we'll be back to talk about all of it next week.
We will. And if y'all listen to, just, I'm going to say this because I got a lot of questions about this the other day. I feel like with Patreon, it comes as no shock that maybe we haven't described that as well as we could have in terms of like how you do that. So I have now I did a post last week on Instagram, but there's now a permanent link, like a highlight in my Instagram story with Patreon, with a couple of our favorite Patreon episodes, with an article that tells you you can listen to Patreon. You get an email that comes to you and all of that. So if you listen to Cole and you're like, I would like to subscribe to Patreon, just know that if you have some questions, you can find that highlight in my Instagram profile.
What a thoughtful resource you have provided for our listeners.
This is what happens when I have a lot of time on my hands, is I do productive things.
And people have said to me before, like, the Patreon app is actually not the best way to listen to Patreon episodes.
Yeah.
Because it's way better. You have a private RSS feed code that you can put in your favorite your favorite podcast app, which is a great way to listen, because it just comes on your phone like all your other podcasts would, and you don't have to think about it. So thank you for all that information in one convenient place.
Well, you're so welcome. Listen, we're just here to try to serve y'all.
We really are. Okay. Well, y'all, we hope you've had the best week, and we will see you again in about a week.
Yep. Sounds good. Thanks for listening, y'all.
Bye, y'all.